This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending immense greetings and salutations upon the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in the previous few ahadith, we mentioned about certain vices or certain sins that people begin to practice. And so some of these sins, we may find there may be a key element or key ingredient that aids them in carrying out this sin. If they never had that wealth or access to that wealth, maybe they may not have been exposed to disobedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus we find the dangers of wealth or the incorrect usage of wealth, how it can begin to trouble the Muslim. Thus you find there are four types of individuals as mentioned inside the prophetic tradition. Sahibul ilmi wal mal, a person of knowledge and a person of wealth. A person who has that knowledge and has the wealth knows where to spend their wealth and what to do with their wealth. And that is the highest category of individuals that we find. Slightly below that we find a person, Sahibul mal, person who has the wealth, walakin ma indahu ilm, who has the wealth but doesn't have the knowledge, doesn't know really what to do with it, or has the aspiration to be like the first individual. فَهُمَا فِي أَجْرِهِمَا سَوَى, both of them will be similar inside their reward, because he has that niyyah, that good intention, that if I had that knowledge and understanding of that wealth, I would spend exactly like the first individual. Then you find a third type of individual who just wastes their wealth, has the wealth, has no knowledge at all, doesn't know what to do, squanders their wealth. And a fourth type of individual who aspires to be like that individual. Doesn't have the wealth, but has the aspiration, if I had the wealth, I would live a lifestyle like that. I would enjoy my life like that. فَهُمَا فِي وِزْرِهِمَا سَوَى. And they both are equally sharing the same sin. And it may sound harsh for some of us, but some of us, our aspirations are like that. That if I had wealth, I would live a life like that. I would enjoy my life like that. And even some people, they think that even Islam should be compassionate towards people, let the people enjoy their life. حَتَّى بَعْدُ النَّاسِ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ, they say Jum'ah should be a day of a beautiful speech, a beautiful conduct. يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ يَوْمُ الْمَوْعِظَةِ الْوَعْدُ الشَّدِيدِ. يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ is not a day of always love and affection. It's a day of an admonition, a reminder about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rest of the days, خارج الجمعة, خارج الصلاة, is love of a time of love, affection, kindness, goodness, good treatment. And that's why some people, they try to avoid the maw'idha. They avoid the yawm al-jum'ah, the sermon, because they don't want to hear about al-akhirah, about the hereafter. This is a sickness inside some people's hearts, that it just becomes a tacit approval to come at the final moments of jum'ah and to offer two pecks and to walk out the masjid and say that I've carried out my obligation. Allah will reward me for it. Allah will reward you for it. But this isn't Yawm al-Jum'ah. This isn't Salah. This isn't a life of a Muslim, that life just becomes doing the bare minimum, the bare aspirations. Muslim goes far beyond that. Even the aspiration, the wealth, a person gains that wealth because they have a deep aspiration, deep things that they want to develop, place upon this earth for the benefit of other individuals. And thus we find that the Quran is quite unique in how it expresses those individuals who use their wealth in an incorrect manner. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ, the Quran is very dynamic, very unique in the language it uses. Those who love, who want to spread fahisha, who want to spread evil, they enjoy it. They thrive at it. They marvel at it. We're not talking about a place inside the Quran where Allah mentions another place, a person who does a fahisha. ذَكَرُ اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَلَمْ يُصِرُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا. Those who carry out a fahisha, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quickly, swiftly. And they don't persist in disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the ones, these are the real individuals who are turning away from fahisha. So the Quran here uses the same kalima, same word. But the difference being those individuals recognize their sin. They want to give it up. They want to walk away from it. But here Allah mentions, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ, those who love to spread vice inside society, spread it amongst the Muslims, spread it amongst non-Muslims. They want everyone to enjoy this fahisha with the use of their wealth. And thus we find this is a severe warning, that the wasting of our wealth that we find in today's hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَقُوقُ الْأُمَّهَاتِ, indeed Allah has forbidden upon you to survey the ties of your mothers, وَوَعْدَ الْبَنَاتِ, to bury your daughters alive, وَمَنَعْ وَعَادْ, to forbid people or prevent people, وَهَاتْ, from charity, wealth that belongs to them, وَكَرِهَ لَكُمْ قِيلَ وَقَالْ, and Allah despises this and that was said, وَكَثْرَةَ السُّؤَالِ وَإِضَاءَةَ الْمَالِ, excessive questioning, and what concerns us today, وَإِضَاءَةَ الْمَالِ, to waste one's wealth. Hadith inside the Sahih of Imam Bukhari. The Prophet ﷺ came to reform his people, came to reform humanity, came to reform people, speak about the sins that they lived, the evil practices that they had, disrespecting their mothers, burying their daughters alive, wasting their wealth, qila wa qal, just spending their time, wasting their time. The Prophet ﷺ came to blot that all out, to refine humanity, refine individuals, to become good individuals. And thus we find the wasting of wealth. The devil's attacks are many. Some of us, we just condense that a deviancy, corruption, is the way of the devil. Sahibul bid'ah, a person who does an innovation, he's a brother of the devil. Hada no, anwar. This is one form of deception of the devil that we find. That's read Talbis Iblis or Ibn al-Jawzi, a magnanimous work of 500 pages, speaking about the devil's deception. The devil's deception isn't one of just leading people astray or taking people towards a path of innovation, which is one element that we need to tackle inside our society, no doubt. But the traps and the snares of the devil are many. Because if we study the Quran in great detail, we find that Allah describes who are the brethren of the devil. The Quran mentions, وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. عجيب. Don't become like those individuals who waste their wealth, spendthrift, squander their wealth, blow their money. إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Those who just blow their money away, waste their money, don't bring yourself accountability for the form of their money, what they do with their money. Allah says, كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. They are the brothers of the devil. They're the allies of the devil. They're the ones that the devil has seduced them, has corrupted them, penetrated their heart, their mind, their soul, their blood. That their life just becomes wasting their wealth, enjoying their life, or so-called, as they say, enjoying their wealth. That they think that belongs to them. Wealth doesn't belong to them. Some people try to justify that this wealth is their own wealth. It's not their own wealth. It is malullah. It is the wealth of Allah that is given. That's all that Allah has placed us upon this earth, to see how we conduct ourselves with the wealth that Allah has bestowed upon us. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا. Indeed, shaitan is always going to be ungrateful, full of ingratitude. That's ulama, they make the link about excessive wealth and wasting wealth leads in essence towards ingratitude, rejecting the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not using them appropriately. If we remain in the context of these passages, verses like Surah Al-Isra, which is a deep surah, which has so many warnings inside it, speaking about staying away from so many different things, to stay away from them. Allah mentions, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ أُنُقِكَ. Don't tie your hand close to your neck. Kinaya and al-bukhl. Don't become stingy, miserly, hoard your wealth. Don't become like that type of individual. وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا. Don't expand your wealth, expand your hands. Then begin to spend your wealth. كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ فَتَبْعُدَ مَلُومًا مَحْسُورًا. You just begin to waste, spend your wealth, and then you begin to become a blameworthy individual in a state of severe poverty. You know, it may sound strange for some of us, but families have made countries go bankrupt. Individuals have made whole entire countries go bankrupt for the wasting of what they claim to be their own wealth. Study in great detail economics of the world, Certain rich individuals, the so-called rich individuals, have made countries come to a standstill. How can a family, how can an individual spend so much wealth, waste so much wealth, destroy so much wealth that makes an entire nation, an entire people bankrupt? That's what the Quran says, that you become blameworthy for the use of what you've done with your wealth. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah gives risk to whoever He wants. وَيَقْدِرُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. Allah is the one that gives wealth, gives and He takes it. And Allah gives this warning that He is over all knowing, all watching over His servants. What I've bestowed upon you, I'm watching over what you do with this wealth. Maybe the world doesn't watch. Maybe the world doesn't see. Maybe the world doesn't understand there's going to be a day of Yawm al-Hisab, Yawm al-Din, a day of retribution, a day of returning the loan that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. There will be the accountability inside the Akhirah. And that's Allah then mentions numerous other vices. I mentioned, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّوْ كَانَ فَاحِشْتَ وَسَأَ السَّبِيلَ, as we mentioned previously. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا النَّفْسَ الَّتِي, don't kill the soul which Allah made haram for you to do. Allah mentions all these sins, all linked with wealth, because wealth can lead to the person carrying out these evil actions. And even prior to all of this, in the beginning of Surah Al-Isra, Allah lays out prior to all of these sins, and to avoid all these sins, Allah mentions about how every single individual, their record is chained around them. Then if he said to the individual, اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا, read your own record, read your own book. Sufficient it is that you yourself are an evidence against your own self. فَمَنْ اِهْتَدَى فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِي وَمَنْ دَلَّ فَإِنَّمَا يَدِلُّ عَلَيْهَا وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. Quran Ajeeb rips the heart and the mind of the individual apart. On that day, all of us, كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا, you yourself, I myself stand as a testimony upon my own self of what I carried out inside my life. فَمَنْ اِهْتَدَى, whoever finds the path of guidance or tries to follow the path of guidance will be guided, has been guided for his own self. Whoever seeks the path of misguidance can only blame that misguidance upon their own self. Then Allah mentions, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. No soul can be blamed for another soul or carry the burdens or weight the sins of another individual. Then Allah mentions, وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ. We're never going to punish a people until we don't send a messenger to them. Until the barahin, the evidence is laid out clear upon people. This is the path of khayr, this is the path of shar. If you follow the path of goodness, this is going to be the end result. Allah doesn't go against His promise. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِعَادِ. Never will go against His promise. If He said you're going to do this, 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 you'll be given this at the end. If you do this and this and this, this will be your end result. So we stand as a witness over our own selves. We don't need anyone to judge us. We don't need anybody else to say to us. On that day, our own self will justify, will testify against us. This is what I've done with my life or what I carried out. And the strange thing is that all these ayat that are similar that we mentioned previously at Surah Al-Furqan, they mention the same thing about the wasting one's wealth. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. Those who with their wealth, Allah is describing Ibadur Rahman. Ibadur Rahman, servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those individuals, if they spend, they don't squander, they don't waste their wealth. And likewise, وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا, they don't hold back their wealth. وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. They're in a middle path of steadfastness, knowing when to spend and when not to spend. Then Allah mentions all the other sins. وَلَا يَزْنُونَ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ نَفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ بِالْحَقِّ. Don't commit zina. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا نَفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Don't kill the innocent soul without any justification. Why is Allah speaking about wealth and highlighting these sins as well? This is general. The general theme inside the Quran is always clustered with sins are put together, because one sin can lead on to another sin. اجتنبوا سبع الموبقات. Avoid the seven deadly sins. The list of shirk, then as-sihat, Al magic. Why is sihr mentioned straight after shirk? Because there's no way to enter into the world of what they call black magic or evil except for via shirk. It leads towards it. One has to commit shirk to enter into that realm. So that's why, as we mentioned, that many of the sins, there's a pathway to them that leads to them. And that's why a shirk billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person should be careful. Shirk, some of us, as we mentioned many times, we condense it on certain things. We have to be very careful in this modern world of the shirk of worshipping oneself, one's ego, one's personality, oneself, one's pride, one's honor, one's dignity, one's comrades, one's friends. This is all a form of shirk that a person defends that, willing to die for that. This all forms a shirk that a person needs to avoid, needs to cleanse their heart. Not just to focus one element of shirk and say these elements of shirk don't exist. They do exist. We shouldn't be blinded. Day in and day out, we can see this type of shirk. The shirk of worshipping one nafs, the ego. The ego leading to what? The corruption on the face of this earth. When Allah mentioned in the beginning of the Quran, one of the first sins on the face of this earth is going to be what? What is a human going to be doing? Going to do? They get what you've said, yufsiduna fil ard, going to create corruption upon the land. The angel said that how is there going to be corruption on the land? The earth is a pure land, a good land. How can the angels give this vision that there's going to be corruption? They're going to kill individuals. They're going to harm individuals. Yufsiduna fil ard, create facade upon the earth. Who are these individuals? Who are these individuals going to be that Allah then praises these individuals? Now I'm going to place a viceroy upon the earth. Going to teach him the names of everything. Give him this honor, this dignity. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. This honor is given to Bani Adam that Allah gives. What is Bani Adam going to do? What is his sifa? What is his characteristic? Plunder, loot, spill blood, harm people, murder people. That's what, unfortunately, who's going to do that? Not just non-Muslims, Muslims. Muslims are going to begin to do that. Slay, kill their own people. For what? The ego. For the ego, for their own selves. That people come in our way, people come in our path. People are taking away our peace. People are taking away our so-called humanity of enjoying our lives. Don't be surprised, religious clerics, just for reminding people about as-salah, are placed inside dungeons, placed inside prison, and keys are thrown away. Don't be surprised in some Muslim countries, you pray five times a day, you're watched by the mukhabarat. Don't be surprised. You're watched by the special intelligence who attends five daily prayers, who comes specifically to Salatul Fajr. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised, sahibul lihya, person with a beard, is arrested for having a beard. So that's why you may think that why certain Arab people don't grow their beards in Muslim countries. Because no one min al-khawf, an element of fear. Fear, well, why should a person fear in a Muslim environment? In a Muslim land, what should they fear? How can they fear their own people? Their own deen? Their own loved ones, their own people around them? Their own nation, their own tribe? How can they fear them? Because when shirk of entering themselves of power and glory and might enters, then it begins to create rampage upon the earth. That whatever is faced in front of them, they'll need to destroy it. And thus this is the evil usage of wealth. And that's what we mentioned, some people try to hide behind certain ayat of the Quran. That this is, Allah's given us this wealth and we should enjoy ourselves and do what we want to do. It's partially true. But look how daqeeq, how accurate the Quran is. Ya Bani Adam, khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. O son of Adam, when you come to the masjid, when you come to the prayers, take your beautiful garments. Naqif huna. Yawmul Jum'ah ahsanul yawm. Yawmul Jum'ah is the best day for the Muslim. Muslim doesn't come on the day of Yawmul Jum'ah in a scruffy state, in an unkept state, in a disheveled state. Wear the best of your garments. Perfume yourself your best. Al-istidad al Yawmul Jum'ah, the whole day, blessing of Yawmul Jum'ah, the build up of Yawmul Jum'ah. The best day on the earth. The best day of the week. Yawm al-Jum'ah is the day that Allah created Adam. The day He expelled Adam. The day that Yawm al-Qiyam will establish on Yawm al-Jum'ah. That is Yawm al-Jum'ah that we find, a blessed day. So that's the first lesson. خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. And people try to hide behind eat and drink.
Study the Quran and teach it. Eat and drink. وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. Don't waste. Don't waste food. Don't waste food and drink. Food for three people will suffice two. Food for four will suffice three. You don't need banquets. You don't need hundreds of food that you need to be presented there, which is wasted. And that's why this concept of wasting, Muslim extravagance. You know, some of us, we think nothing of it. Gold cars, diamond planes, hotels, entourages of hundreds of people, thousands of servants, thousands of individuals around them. For what? For what purpose? For what intent? This is nothing but a destruction. People think this pomp and this charade shows dignity, shows us in the kuffar, shows power and might. It doesn't show power and might. It shows degradation. That's what it shows. It shows degradation. That's what it shows. That you're aspiring to be like those individuals. That's not what gives you honor and dignity. نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are people that Allah gave us dignity and honor via Islam. Whoever seeks it via any other means, then Allah will disgrace the individual. Hadith inside the Mustadrak of Imam Hakim. It's clear warning. And likewise, we find that study history. Study the impact of Muslim Al-Hind, the Mughal Empire. Some being Muslim, some being non-Muslims. In general, study. What was the collapse of the Muslim Empire there? Study Al-Andalus. Not too far away. Study Al-Hamra, the palace. Study the Qurtuba. Study the whole environment. Study it. Go and visit. Go and see. Who is it that was reigning and conquering and ruling? What was the end? And then study the Ottoman Empire. Topkapi Museum. All that environment. Study. See. Look at the relics. And you see what was the reason of our ending. We don't learn from history. We don't learn from the mistakes that we made previously. We seem to think that this is what's going to give us that honor once again. We squander our wealth. We waste our wealth. We waste our life, and we think this is going to be some honor for us. Before this verse inside Surah Al-A'raf, Allah mentioned, إِنَّمُ اتَّخَذُوا الشَّيَاطِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. These individuals have taken their allies and their friends to be shaitan besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. They think that they're rightly guided individuals. Another place in the Quran, Surah Yunus, Allah mentions, كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْمُسْرِفِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Likewise, we are beautified. Lil musrifin, those who waste their wealth. We beautified for them what they're carrying out inside their life, what they perceive to be good. Shaitan, as we mentioned, shayateenul jinni wal ins. Devils of not just the jinn, but they are devils of human beings. Put that straight into your mind. Don't think shaitan is just the jinn. The Quran says they are shayateenul jinni wal ins. They are human beings who are devils in disguise, who have an agenda, who have a belief, who have a conviction. Because the jinn can't come and do certain actions on the face of this earth. He can only whisper certain things. So he has to inspire. He has to come within individuals who physically become devils, who on the face of this earth want nothing but corruption on the face of this earth. And it's been made beautified to them, and the action that they're doing is something which is good. And the sad thing is that everybody around them also said these are good things that people are doing. These are good actions to be praised about. Ya ayyuhan nas kulu mimma fil ardi halalan tayyiba. Oh, you who believe, eat and drink from the good things, good pure things. La haraj fi dhalik. No harm in eating and drinking. Once again, look at the Quran, how it describes, wala tattabi'u khutuwati shaytan. Don't follow the footsteps of the devil. Why is Allah saying after eating and drinking, don't follow the footsteps of the devil? Why? What footsteps of the devil is there, eating and drinking? Because it can lead towards wasting your wealth. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. Indeed, he's a clear enemy towards you. إِنَّمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالسُّوءِ وَالْفَحْشَاءِ وَأَنْ تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. As we mentioned at the beginning, wealth leads to fahisha, leads to su, bad practices, and eventually leads to kufr. وَأَنْ تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Fir'aun had all the wealth. أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. Qarun had all the wealth. He said that no one's going to destroy my wealth. Nothing's going to be taken away from me. And many individuals, the fara'ina that we find, why do you think the pyramids were built? To bury their treasures, that when we die, we're going to go to the hereafter, and all these ornaments and his wealth and his property will be given to us inside Al-Akhirah. That's what they believe. That's what a conviction was. أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة. Wherever you are, death will come to you. Even if you remain inside your fortified palaces, it will knock on the door and take you. It will take every single one of us and leave everything behind. That a person thinks that if I build this, I fortify myself, I'll protect myself from death. Or give me a longer life. Or do this for me. Or help me in this manner. وَالْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. And that's why many numerous traditions, بَعْدَهُمْ ضَعِيمٌ, some of them are weak, but the meaning is true, and some of them are authentic, attributed to Umar al-Khattab, of excessive eating and drinking leads towards wasting time, laziness, excessive sleep, regret, being remorseful. It's all visible. The whole psyche, if you study what it leads to, what happens towards people when they carry out all these actions, and what is the end result. That's what you find, a state of stagnation of this Muslim ummah. It's stagnated at times. That their life just becomes the world around them. And a more clearer verse inside the Quran, inside Surah Al-Araf, Allah mentions, ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. Shaitan will then attack them from in front of them, from behind them, from the right, and from the left. قَدْ قِيلَ إِنْ بَعْدَ الْمُفَسِّرِينَ مَا قَالَ فَوْقَ لِأَنَّ هَذَا جِهَةُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Shaitan will never attack from above because this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a place that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayyuhal, Ibn Kathir mentions inside his tafsir. So what are these attacks of Shaitan? From the front, he makes people doubt the hereafter. That's his attack from the front. Atheism, rejection of God. Al-akhirah doesn't exist. If you find trickling inside even some of the Muslims that we find, Al-Jannah wal-Nar is figment of the mind. There is no hereafter. There is no life after death. Let us just enjoy our lives now. We'll see. We'll see when we get to meet Allah what happens in the hereafter. Enjoy your life now. Trickling inside amongst Muslims as well. لِيَنَا دَعْفُ الْأَقَائِدِ دَعْفُ الْأَقِيدَةِ. Weakness of Iman. Weakness of Tawheed. Or understanding. There's going to be a day of return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From behind them, making them to crave the worldly life. That's the attacks of Shaitan from behind, to make people crave a desirous need for this worldly life. From the right, confuse people inside their religion. Lead people towards divide us and innovations. Clearly visible. Part of this Muslim ummah involved inside innovations, khurafat, bid'at that we find. And the other half, we find at each other's throats. That's what we find. Dividing ourselves. We don't seem to understand. This is a deception of the devil. That to be at each other's throats and to divide ourselves. There are certain things that if you study Maqasid al-Sharia, which have an intent to preserve the Muslim identity. And no two Muslim scholars will differ upon that. No two Muslim scholars will differ upon that. That if there's maslaha lil-Muslimin, if there's something that will benefit the Muslims, and you have to make da'awah to help the Muslim identity, the Muslim personality, you need to protect a Muslim woman wearing a hijab, a Muslim woman wearing a niqab, a Muslim adorning himself in Islamic dress, growing their beard, praying their salawat, eating halal food, protecting our children from LGBT. And you have to make certain words to unify kalimatul muslimin. La yakhtalifani fihi ulaman. No two scholars will differ about that. No two real scholars are different about that. Because those who understand the intent of the Islamic law see the bigger vision. And like some of our young individuals don't see, they only see the blindness in front of their eyes. They only realize at a later stage, when they grow and they nurture and they have their own children and they carry on living inside the society as fate. And now what are we facing? Maybe those people were right when they were saying, we need to tackle these issues inside our school. These problems we're facing inside our school. Not every child is going to sit at home. Not every child is going to be taught by their parents because their parents are teachers. Not every child is going to be given a private education. Not every child is going to leave this country. The 99% of the people who remain here, who's going to tackle their issues? Is that what Islam says? Live in a cocoon world? Dig your head down deep inside the ground and don't care about anything around you? That's not what Islam says. Islam believes. I've been vocal. Hatta you find that zee Muslim, hatta a Muslim just behaving like a Muslim, dressing like a Muslim, what da'wah fi nafsihi, is evidence in itself is Islam in itself. That sometimes we think that it could be a shallow-minded mentality of not addressing our concerns. And likewise, we find the cure is mentioned. Before it mentions, وَلَتُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Allah mentioned prior to this, on this occasion, what is the cure? Allah mentioned, وَأَتِي ذَا الْقُرْبَ حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ. Give the wealth to ذَا الْقُرْبَ, to your close family members, their due right that belongs to them, to the miskeen, the poor individuals, and the wayfarers. Use your wealth in helping the people around you. What a person should be doing, the wealth that Allah has bestowed upon all of us. We have to remind ourselves, and rightfully remind ourselves, just like we remind ourselves about the rights that belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremostly. We need to remind ourselves of who is the ideal personality, who is the ideal individual that we should follow inside our lives, and we should admire to be and to see, and to relate all of our affairs to see how the conduct of this individual was. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهُ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهُ كَثِيرًا. Indeed, for you to emulate, to look at the life, the characteristics, the behavior of the Prophet عليه السلام, for whoever believes in Allah and the last day. He's the finest individual. Look at his life, of how he lived his life. Does anybody doubt that riches never came to him? So much wealth came there, so much wealth was given. But moments after moments, he always reminded his comrades, reminded his friends, leave this dunya for these individuals. Our dunya is something else. When Umar al-Khattab entered once upon him and saw the marks of the palm fiber leaf, the prayer mat on his hands, on his feet, on his leg, and said, Ya Rasulullah, what is this? Look at the leaders of Kisra, of Qaisar, Khosrow, and the Persians and the Romans and Caesar. Look at these leaders, how they enjoyed their life. Some good things of the dunya wouldn't harm you, in other words, Ya Rasulullah, some good things to have them. What did he do? He rebuked Umar. He rebuked him, let them enjoy this life, let them have this life. Our life is another life, a life of eternity. We don't want this dunya to trickle into our hearts. Take what we need and leave it. Thus we find a surah At-Takathur. It's a juz amma that we find. A general person read juz amma, juz tabarak. Because both of these surahs are speaking about nothing but al-akhirah. And most of them, all of them, if not, are Meccan surahs. All speaking about the hereafter. Al-Tawheed, the last day, the belief, retribution, action. Person should go and study the meaning of these surahs. Amongst one of the best works written is Tafsir juz amma that we find Sheikh Mustafa al-Adawi. في ترتيب السؤال والجواب في جزئين. In two volumes where he speaks about tafsir juz amma, with a format of asking questions, answering them, speaking about surah At-Takathur. And I'm sure all of us have memorized this surah or familiar with it. Al-Hakum At-Takathur. This piling up, this emulous desire, which ulama tafsir mentioned, that Allah doesn't mention what is this desire, what is this piling up, because it's ma'roof. It's well known what people aspire for. Is al-mal wal-banun, zinatul hayat al-dunya, wealth, children. That's what they aspire for, that's what they want. And even the tafsir is surah, it mentions that Sahih Muslim. That person says that this is my wealth, this wealth that belongs to me. Yaqulu ibn Adam, mali, mali. Person says, my wealth, my wealth. But he said to the son of Adam, your wealth is only that which you've eaten, fa'afnayt. For a blade, or that which you wore and which is withered away, or that which you've given in charity and it's gone, that's the end of it. That's all that you are. So this rivalry of wealth and piling is wealth. اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب له وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد. This boasting about yourselves. That's what these people know, boast about their children, their lineage, their wealth, their property. That's what people boast about. Boast about this at the takathur. This is what they have. All of these things that will take you away. Hatta zurtumul maqabir. Until you, two meanings are given here. Al maqabir huna amma ziyaratul qubur. Either you go and visit the graves. That's why Imam Qurtubi has a long passage discussion of fawaid of ziyaratul qubur. benefits of going and visiting the graves. وحتى عنده كتاب مستقل. A whole book speaking about hereafter. The end result of the hereafter. Another magnificent work of some 500 pages speaking about the hereafter. That's one meaning. You go and visit the graves. It's a sunnah that some of us have forgotten. Go and visit the graves. See what's going to be the end of every single one of us. When we leave the grave, يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتْ ثَلَاثَ. Three things they come with it, every single one, dead individual. فَيَجِعْ إِثْنَانْ وَيَبْقَ وَاحِدْ أو كَمَا قَالْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ. Two of them they go back and one remains them. فَيَجِعْ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ. What leaves all of us? What's going to leave us at that grave? فَيَجِعْ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ. Your loved ones. Your loved ones will leave you. Walk away from you. A day, a month, 6 months, 1 year. Won't remember you much. Gone. What man you got? Your wealth. Gone. Given to people who you didn't even want them to touch your wealth. We give it to them. وَيَبْكَ واحد. One thing will remain with every single one of us inside our graves. شَيْءٌ واحد. فَيَبْقَ عَمَلُهُ. That's it. Your actions will remain with you inside the grave. That's it. Finish. That's the end of every single one of us. Every single aspiration will be taken away. حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرِ. That's the only time the passion, the desire will be ripped away. Either you visit it or you enter the grave, you face death, that's the end. It's taken out of you. That desire. And some of us will say, رَبِّ رجعون لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْ كَلَّا إِنَّا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا. Many of us are going to say, oh my Lord, let me come back on this world. Then may they do some good actions with my wealth, do something good with my wealth, with my life. Allah says, now this is finished. Side Surah Al-Mu'minun. That's the end. كَلَّا إِنَّا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا. These are vain words. These are empty words. They have no meaning. As we began with, Allah gives us all time, all space. Only a few individuals may not be given the opportunity. Allah will judge those individuals. As for the mu'dhamun nas, mu'dhamul bashar, most of mankind, Allah has given all of us a time. All of us an opportunity to repent back, to return back, to see the signs, to see life, to see the end result of everything around us. To awaken us, to remind us. But yet many of us, some of us don't seem to see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. Then you're going to get to know the end result of rivalry. ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. Then again you're going to get to know. And this is the language of Quran to repeat itself, to emphasize something. If we come, time doesn't allow to come to the end of the surah. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Then you're going to ask about al-na'im, the blessings, the favors of Allah. What are the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let's read the tafsir, Sahih Muslim, that the Prophet alayhi salam, he came out one day and he saw Abu Bakr and Umar out at a time which is not appropriate, maybe at a time of Qaylula while people are resting. And he asked them, مَا أَخْرَجَكُمَا. What made you two individuals come out? فَقَالَ أَجُّرْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Hunger has made us come out. So they ask the same question, what has made you come out, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ. What made you come out? He said, what brought you out? أَخْرَجَنِي كَذَلِكَ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ. Has made me come out as well. Hunger has made me come out. So he said, come, let us go. Let us go to one of our comrades. Let us go to the house of one of the Ansar. So he goes to the house of one of the Ansar. And he's not home and his wife comes to the door. And she tells him that he's coming. He's going to fetch some dates, some water, he'll be coming. When he comes and he sees. And he sees the Messenger of Allah. What a great guest. What a great guest this is today. What a beloved guest this is. That the Prophet has come to my house. اقرأوا في معجزات النبي. Read the miracles of the Prophet عليه السلام. You know, some of you find them strange. Some of the companions just wanted him to enter the house to pray. In a certain part of their house, lil barakah, for blessings, to be close to him. That was al-Rasul alayhi salatu salam. The love and the devotion he had towards him. Yes, I even warned the Ansar, let people take their wealth. Because it's time to complain as human beings. Give us some wealth for this booty that people are taking. He said, what is the matter with you? Let people take their wealth. Don't you want that I, the messenger, return back with you? For Bako Jami, and they all wept. Now how can we fall into a trap? Let people take the dunya. We take the messenger back home with us. That is the biggest wealth. That's why when he left this dunya, signs of the day of judgment begin. Awwal. Ashrat. Mawdu' Nabi Sallallahu. The first sign amongst the signs of the day of judgment is the demise, the death of the Prophet alayhi salam. That's the first sign. Then the rest of the signs, all these signs begin when he left this dunya. And that's when the Ansar, he was so rejoiced. So he gave him the fresh water and dates to eat from this. Then he picked up his knife. Iyata al-huluba. He said, woe upon you to sacrifice a sheep or an animal which is giving milk. So he went and sacrificed the animal and they ate and they drank and they talked and they enjoyed themselves and then they walked away. And they're walking home. Look at Ar-Rasul alayhi salatu salam. How he wants to train his individuals around him. He wants to train them for the best. And he says to them that this food and this drink and this, if you can use the word loosely, entertainment of being together with one another, Allah is going to do what? ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Allah is going to ask us about this na'im on the day of judgment. And look at the ni'am. Look at the blessings that we live day in and day out. And how we squander and we waste them and we become extravagant. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability to take care of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which is bestowed upon us, ظاهراً وباطناً, whatever is apparent, whatever is hidden, of our siha, of good health, of good time, of family, of children, of wealth, good home, good dwelling, good life. Person should be thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, using these moments, using opportunities to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.